Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Okay. There is a phrase people say to you during the holidays that it comes off as a compliment. But upon further reflection, is it actually kind of rude and or judgmental? And what do you mean when you say this to people? The phrase is, you look festive.
I hear that a ton.
Yeah, I figured you might.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's safe to say that it means you are a lot.
Extra?
You are gaudy.
Gaudy.
Ostentatious.
Oh, ostentatious.
Too much.
So would it be correct then to say people who tell you, you look festive, are actually saying, what the hell are you wearing?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like that's usually Scott most of the time. Scotty the Body, our associate producer from USF.
I get that. I do, because he is actually festive a lot of the time.
I mean, listen, let's go down the list of his quote-unquote being festive when he had the USF bull shaved into the back of his head.
Good look.
That was festive.
That was very festive. When he wore a turkey on his head for our food drive.
With a turkey tie and turkey socks.
Yeah.
Good look.
That was festive.
Yeah. When he looked like the cover of the NSYNC holiday album.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
With his turtleneck and performance chain. Fleece. From Old Navy from back in the day. Good
you
look.
Remember performance fleece.
Yeah, you were very festive. So, yes, I don't think that that's actually a compliment.
Right. And so now I'm guessing that next time someone says that to you, you're going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's sort of like when you go home for the holidays and your family goes, oh, you look healthy.
Oh, man.
What are they feeding you down in Tampa?
That means you got fat.
I've heard that in my past before.
But you're not going to hear that this year.
No.
You're going to hear, ooh, you look so good.
Thank you.
And festive.
Thank you, Tampa Rejuvenation.
Oh, yikes. So anyway, just FYI, that might not be the best thing to say. Let's talk about New Year's, because it sort of gets the shaft a little bit. We focus so much on getting prepared for Christmas and other holidays that we always sort of overlook it. Well, there's a list of the top 10 cities in which to celebrate New Year's. New York City. Why, Miguel?
Every year, for 10 years now, I always bring out this whenever we talk about New Year's, and Holly gets so mad.
Because it is the most terrible, sad, uncelebratory song. And it's not even just a song. Like, I've heard good versions of this, right? Auld Lang Syne. But this is like the most mopey, I'm by myself ringing in the New Year.
This makes me so happy.
This makes me want to cry. Anyway.
What are the best places to be alone for New Year's, Holly?
Well, thanks to this song, Anywhere. It makes me feel alone in a studio with you two.
I got another one for you. Hold on. Keep going.
Anyway, New York City is still number one, and Tampa is not in the top 10, but we do make a secondary list, okay? If you want to have fun as cheaply as possible.
Oh, okay.
The top five cities of the year are Gilbert, Arizona, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Virginia Beach, Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. Oh, we made it.
We made it on the list of cheap places. Cheap places to celebrate New Year's. So at least it's an inexpensive good time over here.
Did they say exactly what makes us so special or cheap in Tampa?
I guess it's just cover charges for parties, the availability to affordable champagne, beer, wine, stuff like that. Things that you would have at a New Year's party.
Oh, I love that. I think that's so true. I've celebrated New Year's a few times in actually Tampa.
Yeah, and you know what? It's always been a blast. What is that?
Five, four, three.
Oh, dear.
Oh, this is my kind of jam. I'm going to get down to this on New Year's.
Yeah!
Be ready.
The drag queens will love it. Can't wait. They're going to tell you you look real festive.
Can I, you can imagine, you can see Scotty the Body in like a banana Speedo.
Hammock, a banana hammock.
Yeah, and he's like thrusting his junk all over the place as he has his little like Happy New Year blower.
Oh, dear. Okay.
That's my night.
Oh, dear.
This is what I played at my New Year's party last year, Holly. Why don't you like this one?
I do. I like this one. Was the counting on time?
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. No, that was tough. It's too much math. Anyway, that's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.